Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's see, before we get to the phone call here, I'm looking at my server. Doesn't seem to be any damage, but obviously somebody was testing or playing games. Or we know that the students in the U.S. military cyber warfare school are sicked on Patriot websites to see what mischief they can cause, and presumably somebody just got an A. But it feels more like a test. But I've been seeing all kinds of probing attacks on my server for weeks now. And I mention that because apparently security researchers have discovered a new variation of the Stuxnet worm infecting power stations all over Europe. Remember the other day we had a report that the entire nation of Yemen was blacked out from those evil cyber hackers. Well, we know that Stuxnet originally came from the United States and Israel. And we know that they need some kind of a false flag attack to get everybody all riled up at the gosh darn Russian, Chinese, Iranian, Muslim, whoever else is on the list of people to be hit. And now we're finding out that a Stuxnet derivative has already been implanted in all of these power stations all over Europe. And we've said once before, one of the potential false flags they could do is simply black out the entire power grid and say, oh, see, it was Iran who did it. Of course, if they black out the power grid, nobody's going to get to hear their propaganda on the corporate media, will they? Not very well thought out. All right, back to the phones here. Tom in Texas. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Mike. I'm on there?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, cool. All right, I just wanted to make some statements about the immigration problem we have in South Texas.
Yes.
And I have a son. I have several sons. But one of them happens to work on a pipeline, and they lost a crew. Okay? And they went to find the crew. All the equipment was gone, the X-ray equipment to check the pipes and the trucks, everything was gone. And so they started walking the ditch, and they found all six of them, one female, five males, all of their throats were cut. Now, we've got a problem.
Yes, it sounds like it's a major, major problem. Do they? I take it you're presuming that some of the illegals are behind the theft of the equipment and the murder of the crew.
A cartel of some kind.
Yeah.
Somebody stole the equipment and they killed everybody and threw them in the ditch. And I've got a problem with that. So anyway, for Father's Day, my son came and he gave me a Glock 40 caliber, 15 round pistol, semi-automatic. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, I love it. Yo, thank you, son. And he said, oh, I got one for me too. And he said, you know what, Dad, you're going to need this.
Well, I certainly hope it does not come to that because, and I'm going to be talking about immigration in more detail further on, but it looks to me like at a time when we don't have enough water for the people of Detroit, we don't have enough jobs for the legal Americans, we don't have enough food, that by pouring in hundreds of thousands of these illegal immigrants all over our country, they're literally setting up conditions for some kind of a confrontation between the legal and the illegals, rioting. I mean, the illegals are rioting all over Sweden, and at that point, then the U.S. government can declare a national emergency and martial law. They can bring in the United Nations peacekeepers who will then carry out the gun confiscation agenda. But I think anybody looking at it objectively, what's going on with this illegal immigration surge, this is a case of the U.S. government literally trying to dissolve America out from under us so we can be part of the new North American Union, leading to that grand and glorious global fascist dictatorship called the New World Order and
their global private central bank. May I interrupt?
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. And I really thank you for, like, your podcast, because, like, yesterday was Sunday, and I listened to your podcast from Friday. And you nailed it when you were saying about Obama being just a figurehead. All he does is sign the papers and soaks up the gravy. That's all a guy does. He just soaks up the gravy. Yeah, okay. What you want me to do? Yep, got it.
Yeah, what's going on right now is a systemic problem. It is the government as a whole that has decided to align with those who want
totally
to end
correct.
The Constitution and democracy and republic, and they want to bring the world back to an absolute fascist dictatorship where the ultra, ultra wealthy own everything and the rest of humanity spends their lives in permanent serfdom, the return to feudalism. That's what they're trying to go. This idea of the people governing themselves has got to go. It's dangerous.
May I reiterate?
Yeah.
These people that are coming from across the Texas border, they are like all jam up, man. They're coming here. They got diseases. They don't have clean underwear. They don't have nothing. They don't have water. What are we going to do?
Yeah, it is. We don't have the infrastructure to support them. Obama is up on TV speaking about it right now, saying our immigration system is broken. You know, he's pushing this amnesty agenda. Let's just make them all instant citizens. And I want everybody who's following this story to take a good look at the video of these people coming across the border. Because in order for the North American Union to become a reality, before they can drop those borders, they have to bring everybody, Mexicans, Central Americans, Americans, and Canadians, down to the same level.
I have no problem with Mexicans. I have no problem with Iranians.
Let me complete my point here. So when you look at the horrible condition these children are in that are coming in from south of the border, understand that your grandchildren will be living exactly like that under the North American Union. We, the people of the United States of America, through our ingenuity, our initiative, our desire for a better life, we built the high standard of living this country is famous for, and our government is intentionally destroying it in order to complete their grand plan of a single global government. They're taking it away from you because it doesn't fit in with their plan of a super rich elite ruling over a planet of people that are dirt poor. Okay, Tom?
You were so right on Friday on your show when you were talking about Obama being the figurehead. He just signs the papers and he soaks up the gravy. That's all he's good for. And I can't remember in my lifetime that a president hasn't been that way.
Well, they're all that way. And the same thing with Congress. For the last 100 years, it's the private central bankers through that Federal Reserve that have been steering the course of this nation. And even before that, all the way back to the American Revolution and the Civil War. And by the way, for those of you who read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, over the weekend I went in and I did an update. I added a little new information and a lot more photos and illustrations, so you might want to take a look at that and send it to all your friends.
Okay, you changed the subject on me. Goodbye.
Yeah, I did change the subject on you. We're coming up on a commercial break here. But again, take a look at the conditions they're showing you these young people are currently living in and understand that's what they intend for your grandchildren. Because they have to lower everybody down to the same degree of poverty and squalor before they can form the North American Union so that everybody isn't scurrying from places where things are really bad to places where things are really good. So they're going to lock away the places where things are good for the elites to live in, and everything else has to be brought down to the same level of rot and decay and struggle and poverty. That's the model of the New World Order. All the money belongs to the few at the very top, and the rest of you spend your life working hard to rent the right to be alive on this planet. That's what the New World Order is really all about. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break. I know we got a caller waiting on the line, George in Texas. As soon as we come back from these commercials, I'll be taking your call first and just continuing on this topic about the immigration. We'll be right back.
IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a captain.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones here. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? Hope you had a good weekend. Hearing about Nancy Pelosi talking about respecting the dignity of these illegal invaders, mainly children, saying all happiness, divine spark, and dignity. Well, Mrs. Pelosi, what about the dignity of the children of unemployed Americans who are living in homeless shelters? What about the dignity of them being groped at the airport? You know, it's just so hypocritical. What about the dignity of our constituents, us Americans who are struggling?
What about all those kids in Detroit who don't have drinking water anymore? They're trying to recycle wastewater. You know what an absolute health disaster that's going to provoke. Yeah, I mean, Pelosi's openly said, we need to use this crisis on the border as an opportunity to push for immigration reform. And what they mean by immigration reform is drop the border. If you get in here, you're automatically a citizen. And it's all driven by this agenda of blending our populations together to try and destroy the American identity. And the practical matter is we don't have enough water for our own people. We don't have enough food for our own people. We don't have enough jobs for the legal Americans. By just opening the borders and letting this flood of people in, not even setting aside the issue that some of them are carrying swine flu and infectious tuberculosis, they're creating the conditions for an absolute humanitarian disaster here in this country. All in the name of pushing their agenda.
Well, I hope, for poetic justice that Nancy Pelosi gets tuberculosis or leprosy. you know, for going visiting all them children.
My concern is, I mean, the World Health Organization is already expressing concern that Ebola has, in fact, spread out of Africa and gone international. There was that one case of Ebola-like symptoms up in Spain that's been denied as being Ebola, but they won't say exactly what it was that provoked these symptoms. In this modern age of jet travel, it's entirely possible that people from the infected portions of Africa have been to South America for the World Cup or on business. And these people coming across the border aren't being screened. And we don't know what illnesses that they have. We don't know what crimes they committed in their old country. They're simply trying to tear down the border in such a way that the American people can't put it back up again. And again, I'm watching Obama. He's up there saying it's up to the GOP. We've got to have immigration reform now. And Obama has created this crisis to try and cram through this policy in the hope that all of these instantly made U.S. citizens are going to vote for the Democrats come November.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, I've written about Alexander Hamilton yesterday. It was on your website. You know what his concern was is that, you know, you had a lot of people wanted to, who are royalists or Tories, you know, basically saying they want to bring in all these immigrants and make them citizens without having their old country traditions and thinkings being severed, being a part of America for a long time, forgetting the old country, because they wanted people who assimilated to the American culture instead of bringing their old habits from the old country.
Well, we've already seen out in Southern California, in the areas there where the illegal population outnumbers the legal population, they're demanding that they be allowed to use Spanish in the schools, that they have Spanish street signs. They have absolutely no interest or desire in becoming Americans. They just want to take what they've got now, bring it up here, and stand up and scream, you know, we want two languages like they have up in Canada. And it's an absolute disaster. I mean, over in California right now, their Obamacare system is being overwhelmed by this surge of illegals who are enrolling for their free government medical care. Meanwhile, Obama is asking Congress for $2 billion to tackle the child migrant crisis. You don't need $2 billion. You need to take those Atlanta police officers with their flashbang grenades, put them down on the border, and start flashbanging the kids as they come across that fence, and the problem is going to stop itself.
Well, you know, the good news is I talked to a Department of Public Safety officer, state trooper, that went down to the border for a couple weeks. He said the good news is you have a lot of volunteers up. Some militia, some volunteers helping guard the border, and they're starting to plug up some of those hot spots, which I hope saves Texas from being overwhelmed.
Well, again, the Department of Homeland Security, their solution is to bus and fly these illegals to other parts of the countries. They're trying to blend them in. They're trying to homogenize the illegals with the legals to make it impossible or at least highly impractical to be able to identify them and get them back out. Now, the DMV over in Nevada is saying already they've had to issue 20,000 driving cards since the beginning of the year so that the illegals are allowed to drive on our roads. And they're saying most of the illegals are still not getting the cards because they're afraid, you know, that they're going to be grabbed and deported. This is a policy of flooding this nation with these Central Americans and Mexicans in order to force through that amnesty agenda and to basically create a gigantic population of voters who will always vote Democratic, always vote for bread and circuses.
Well, I just hope that at least the American people step up and say enough is enough.
Well, I think we're about at that point here. But again, you know, if there's an open conflict between the legals and the illegals, we're not going to see the federal government come in and protect the legals from the illegals. They're going to say, oh, it's a national disaster. We need the United Nations in here. They're literally using this flood of illegals to try and basically dissolve America out from underneath us. And by the way, CBS News has confirmed these kids are not walking up from Guatemala and Nicaragua. They're riding trains all the way across Mexico. They just hop on, you know, the top of these trains, and the Mexican government's doing absolutely nothing to stop them from doing that. This is a deliberate program to wreck the United States of America, bring it down to the same level as the Central American nations for the majority of the people. And you Canadians, you better look real close because you're next.
Well, I just hope, you know, because this is a peachable offense. I don't, you know, and like I say, something's about to break, and I don't really think the government is really prepared for the magnitude of outrage that's going to be coming against them.
Well, I think they want it. I think this government wants there to be some kind of an open conflict in the streets of America. They tried it last July 4th with Adam Kokesh's armed march into D.C. Then they tried to fan up race riots over the George Zimmerman verdict. That didn't work. And by flooding these illegals into the country, they practically guarantee there will be riots at some point because the illegals are already rioting all across Europe. And once they can get that, once they can get rioting and violence in the streets, then the Bill of Rights goes out the window, martial law, national emergency, and they get to take us further along that path to the New World Order. Anyway, listen, George, I got to let you go. I got other callers waiting on the line. Robert in Missouri, I'm going to start with you. Probably have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just listening to this conversation between you and the last caller, and I talked to various hosts about this on various networks, and it really seems as if the, what you would call traditionally, majority European countries are all facing this, whether it's Australia, whether it's New Zealand, whether it's Western Europe, Canada, and the United States, where there's a majority of what you would call quote unquote white people. This is where the floods are happening of non-white immigrants who are being used, in my opinion, as a weapon system against the majority white populations. And I think it's to weaken these countries because I think this is where your largest bulwark of anti-world government people are on the planet, besides Shia Islam, the Iranians and the Syrians who are against world government as well, the Saudis and all the Gulf emirs and the rest of it, they're on board.
Robert, we got to let you go. I'm sorry, we got to hit a commercial break. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America?
Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Tindaro, really at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Mike really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Tindaro, really at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the headlines over on Fox News is the Sunnis have declared their own state. How dare they do that? Folks, Friday's July 4th. That's when we declared our own state. I have a little double standard going on there over at Fox News here. All righty, back to the phones. Jessica in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Jessica. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
I heard the recent talk in regards to the immigration and allowing illegals and such into the country. And I said, I was like, that sounds like New York City, which they promote. I've seen them promote undocumented, like safe haven. And in their system, they're not, like, promoting family. Like me, as an American, they took my child the day he was born. And they tried to pin, like, a mental diagnosis on me. I went immediately to the federal court and filed. And in that, the complete medical file was released to me, and the disease that they alleged was not on the file. But they still have my son. And it's like, from what I've noticed, they have different ethnic groups that they promote in that city, and they allow things like bypassing constitutional rights. And I'm like, excuse me, I'm an American. Like, I know the Constitution to some extent, and I had rights that were, like, severely violated. And when he was talking about, like, the martial law aspect, I was looking more at the localized government, how their, like, court staff and the authorities and that, how they bypass those rights to favor whatever agendas and that they have going on. And then it seems like with undocumented, because I've seen a lot in that city, and I know of some personally, it's like they're aided by relatives that have jobs in that system. And I'm like, where's the structure to where those type of matters can be extinguished before they ignite? And when I exposed that, the promotion of their groups and favoring racial groups and that, they issued cover-up to treat, like, others nicely, like, no, we're not racist. I'm like, but look what you're promoting. And I have physical evidence, documents that they changed, and the documents that I have are from with their timestamps, original files, and recordings. And I'm like, why am I still being treated this way?
Well, there's a bunch of overlapping factors. First of all, there's very clearly an agenda to flood this nation with illegals to basically diffuse what's the American identity. At the mid-level, you're dealing with various government bureaucracies that understand the economy is very, very tight. Budgets are being cut. And there's just this idea that if I can go and find another excuse to mess with another American, it justifies my continued employment. And that's why we have, and Child Protective Services is one of the worst abusers. They're running around. Apparently, police seized a baby because he was born at home. You know, oh, the mother endangered the baby by not going to the hospital, and they've seized that kid. And every time they seize a kid or seize a dog or whatever, then it's more money in their budget. And that's what's driving this whole thing. It's just like the witch hunts in Europe, where the witch hunters were paid for every witch they found, and they got rich basically going after and harassing completely innocent people. Same thing with Child Protective Services. Every time they can gin up an excuse to say, this is an unfit mother or an unfit father, and they can grab the kid, it's more money coming into their system. They're not really thinking what's best for the kid. They're not thinking what's best for the parents. It's just all about, you know, justifying their continued employment and protecting their department from budget cuts.
Yeah, and then the thing is they actually instigate a system versus the people type of response. And then it's like when me as a person on the opposite side went and defended myself and had evidence, it was like, we're still going to do what we're doing. And I'm like, you can't do that. That's not legal.
Well, they're legal is whatever the judge makes it up to be at that particular moment. There's an interesting story a member just posted at whatreallyhappened.com about how many of the traffic signs in Washington, D.C. are directly contradictory. And if you're obeying one, you're breaking the other. And if you're obeying the second one, you're breaking the first. And the cops are writing out tickets left and right. And the court's attitude is, we don't care if the signs are conflicting. You're in violation of that sign. Therefore, you have to pay us. And you need to understand, when you reach a situation where the government understands the people are getting very unhappy about what's going on, and the latest polls are now showing record lows for every single branch of the U.S. government, the first thing they do is they start to pull together to protect each other. To, you know, their little government country club, they're going to look out for each other. And what is right, wrong, legal, moral, or even constitutional is just not really a consideration any longer. Right now, they're in survival mode. We must protect the system. We must protect the system against the people. And we're seeing that all across our country at all levels. So, Jessica, I wish you a lot of luck. I hope you get your kid back. And you're absolutely right. Down in Central America, the Obama administration is actually running ads saying if you can get to the U.S., you will be allowed in and eventually you'll be made a citizen. They're advertising for these people to come up there. Last January, they were putting out government tenders for people to look after all these unaccompanied children that are just pouring on in to the United States right now. Whatever is going on, it is a deliberate operation. And I can't see anything about this that is in any way, shape, or form positive for the American people and for the United States of America. They're trying to blur our, they're trying to diffuse our national identity, where they can say, well, look, it looks exactly the same in, you know, Nebraska as it does in Guatemala, as it does in Nicaragua. There's not much point to having a border here. And like I said, you Canadian listeners, pay very close attention because you're going to be next. They're going to be flooding the illegals across the Canadian border and just try and dissolve that identity. So where there's just one North American ethnic and cultural identity. That's the goal of all of this, I think. All righty, Jessica, thank you. We're going to let you go. I want to skip on back up to the talking points here about what's going on in Iraq here. And there's a video from Crosstalk. It's about half hour long. They're talking about Iraqi Freedom 2.0. The new war, and buried in that video is an admission that the coming U.S. military action is targeting more than just ISIS. Maybe they're going to go after Syria. Maybe they're going to, we don't know, but it looks like they realize they're only going to get one more chance to start this war, and this has to be it, against the growing global awareness that all of these wars are being fought for the money junkies, for the private central bankers. Another phone call. Carlos in California. Aloha, Carlos. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how you doing? Well, Mike, I just had a quick question. First of all, I love you, love your show. I love what you guys are about, and because that's what I'm about. Why are you inciting violence against these illegals?
I'm not inciting violence against these illegals. I'm seeing it as possibly a desired outcome by the Obama administration.
You said also, hire the Georgia cops who flashbang.
Yeah, well, that's a joke, and it's a reference to the fact that right now our government seems more concerned about those kids coming across the southern border than by innocent babies in their cribs here. But in point of fact, and this has been a consistent position of my show, I think violence is what the government wants. And the more of these illegals that come in, it is only a matter of time before there's going to be major riots. And the police forces get to justify their possession of all this military hardware and spy drones and water cannons and all the rest of that stuff here. So I understand your concern, but it was really just a joke here about the flashbang grenades. But on the other hand, there is a serious aspect to that. The Customs and Immigration Enforcement, the Department of Homeland Security, the Border Patrol are all supposed to keep that border secure. Why haven't they been able to do that? I mean, people coming in and out of the United States through the airports, we get searched, we get crotch groped, we get our iPads stolen and our laptops dropped and destroyed. And we have all this military technology that we've deployed all over the world to try and keep the Sunnis and Shias fighting each other. And yet, obviously, our southern border has been left open on purpose. It has to be a policy. And if there is a crisis of immigration, of illegal immigrants in this country, what it represents first and foremost, what it should represent to you first and foremost, is a complete and utter failure of the federal government to protect this nation. Even during the grand heyday of immigration from Europe, people coming through, coming to the U.S. had to come through Ellis Island, they had to fill out the paperwork, they had to have a medical check. They're not even doing that anymore. They're just opening the gates wide and saying, come on in, sooner or later we're going to make you a citizen and a voter. And for those young men, 14 through 17, you'd better realize you're going to be grabbed by the army one way or the other when they bring back the draft. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And getting on back to Iraq, Turkey has announced they're ready to accept an independent Kurdish state in northern Iraq. Here we go, breaking up Iraq into three little pieces that are going to be easier to control. So they're talking about a separate Kurdish state in northern Iraq. Israel's prime minister is backing that. Well, you remember when Crimea broke away from Ukraine? And everybody was saying that the integrity of the territorial lines must be preserved at all costs. Well, apparently not. Benjamin Netanyahu is saying the creation of a Kurdish state would aid in formation of alliance of moderate powers in the Middle East. Moderate meaning subordinate to Israel. That's the goal. Break up nations that could actually stand up to Israel, turn them into little tiny pieces that are easy to control. Meanwhile, of course, Israel's once again mounting a major propaganda campaign to try and derail the Iran nuclear deal. And they're launching a three-week media blitz to try and scream about how Iran has to get rid of all of their nuclear technology. They have to tear down that power plant that they only just got up and running. They have to get rid of their medical isotopes and all the rest of it. That's the only way that Israel will feel safe. And, of course, it's nonsense. Israel won't feel safe. Israel, culturally, nationally, institutionally, is always afraid of somebody and in need of your help and your money to protect themselves. Even though Israel is a nuclear-armed nation. Oh, Iran is the bad guy. Iran's the bad guy. And, of course, Israel is out there screaming they're going to go after Hamas because of these three dead teenagers. And very valid question. First of all, again, and Israel's propagandists, the megaphonies, they're all over the net. They're just shouting at anybody who's not buying the official story that we're all Jew haters and anti-Semites. But again, why would Hamas do this kidnapping? Right now, they need world popular support for their new unity government with Fatah. A kidnapping does not help that. The kidnapping helps Benjamin Netanyahu, who flat out said he was going to find some way to wreck the unity government. So who benefited from this? Hamas wouldn't do something that stupid. Same logic that we used to destroy Kerry's lie about Syria last August. Why would they do something like that? That's the piece that's missing. Now, of course, Israel's now trying to say, well, Hamas itself didn't do it, but somebody kind of sort of connected with Hamas, you know, Hamas members, girlfriends, lawyers, accountants, chiropodists, hairdresser did it, but we're going to blame Hamas for the whole thing. But if Hamas was responsible, why didn't they make sure the bodies were never found? Because the bodies apparently just sort of popped up where sooner or later somebody was going to trip over them and they were going to be found. They were left in a way to guarantee they're being found. This whole thing just reeks of a false flag stunt. Just like when Israel attacked the USS Liberty and killed all those American servicemen and kept saying, it's Egypt's attacking Egypt, go hurt them, go hurt them. Now, Israel is now threatening a full military occupation of Gaza, along with continued airstrikes in retaliation for these three missing teenagers who have been found now over in the West Bank, not Gaza. But Israel doesn't care. They've got the bloody shirts they're going to wave. We must go and deal with the terrorists in Palestine. And I think Israel's very concerned because we're not buying it. We've heard Israel cry wolf so many times, and we've seen Israel exposed for so many false flags. Prudence demands we simply presume this is just more of the same here. Meanwhile, Haaretz is reporting that Knesset has approved a plan to tighten Israel control over East Jerusalem. And they're going to demand that Hebrew be taught in the Palestinian schools, and they're going to arm up the police. There's only one problem. Israel isn't supposed to be in East Jerusalem. Jerusalem was divided into four sections, and Israel gets one. The Christians get one, and the Muslims get one. And it all focuses on that Temple Mount. But Israel has, since day one, been trying to take complete control of the city. And as a result, the United Nations has passed numerous resolutions against Israel regarding the status of Jerusalem. All the way back in December 11, 1948, Resolution 194 established the Conciliation Commission, protection of and free access to Jerusalem and other holy places. That means it was divided, it was an international city. Same resolution resolves that the refugees wishing to return to their homes and live at peace with their neighbors should be allowed to do so at the earliest possible date. And compensation should be paid for the property of those choosing not to return and for loss of or damage to property which, under the principles of international law or inequity, should be made good by the governments and authorities responsible. This was the resolution that said Israel has to allow a Palestinian right of return. And if the Palestinians do not choose to return, Israel has to pay for their lost property. These were conditions placed on Israel's membership to the United Nations. Israel has not complied with either one. If the UN had any gonadal tissue, they would have kicked Israel out a long time ago. December 9th, 1949, Resolution 303, International Regime for Jerusalem. It's an international city. It doesn't belong to any one nation. July 4th, 1967, Resolution 2253 condemns Israel's measures to change the status of Jerusalem as invalid. December 16th, 1982, Resolution 37, condemnation of Israel's responsibility for the Sabra and Shatila massacre in Beirut, Lebanon, resolves that the massacre was an act of genocide, condemns acts of plundering Palestinian cultural heritage, condemns the occupation of the West Bank, Gaza, and the Golan Heights, and condemns the annexation of Jerusalem. December 19th, 1983, Resolution 38, calls all nations to suspend or sever all diplomatic and economic and technological ties with Israel. Condemnation of Israel on various topics, including occupation of the West Bank, Gaza and the Golan Heights, war in Lebanon, and the annexation of Jerusalem. Then there are the Security Council resolutions. These are the ones that carry force of international law and the potential for military intervention. Pardon me. Resolution 127, the Palestine question, January 22nd, 1958, recommends Israel suspend its no-man zone in Jerusalem. Resolution 250, April 27th, I didn't get the year in here, calls on Israel to refrain from holding military parade in Jerusalem. Resolution 251 deeply deplores Israeli military parade in Jerusalem in defiance of Resolution 250. Resolution 252 declares invalid Israel's acts to unify Jerusalem as Jewish capital. Resolution 267 censures Israel for administrative acts to change the status of Jerusalem. Resolution 271 condemns Israel's failure to obey UN resolutions on Jerusalem. Resolution 298 deplores Israel's changing the status of Jerusalem. Resolution 476 reiterates that Israel's claim to Jerusalem are null and void. Resolution 478 censures Israel in the strongest terms for its claim to Jerusalem in its basic law. Everything Israel is doing is defying the United Nations. Everything Israel is doing is a violation of international law. And our government protects and emboldens them. Now, more alarming, we're getting a story out of StratRisks. Israel tells the United States it would act to save Jordan from Islamists. Really? What is Israel planning to do? Probably invade Jordan. Israel is saying Jordan can't repel ISIS on its own. We'll have to go in there and take over. Meanwhile, the British Methodist Conference has now voted to divest from Israel. The boycott is growing. All righty, we're coming up here on the top of our hour. We're going to talk about some economic news. Story out of Blacklisted News. Mini tax havens, how Europe's 1% get to pay only 1% tax. We're all told there's a graduated tax. It isn't. The wealthy are not taxed more because they get the loopholes. They get the special treatment you're not supposed to know about. We keep hearing about it time and time again. This is a government of the money junkies, by the money junkies, and for the money junkies, and that is called fascism. We'll be back after our top of the hour segment.